Headline Report, news and analysis. I'm Robert Pierpoint, CBS News White House correspondent, broadcasting from the Western White House. President Nixon has left a bleak year behind. What are his prospects as he faces 1974? More on that after this. As congressmen home for the holidays meet with their families and old friends, they are trying to learn the attitudes of their constituents toward Richard Nixon. This is particularly important for the incumbent Republican congressmen, for they are going to bear the brunt of the decision-making over impeachment when they return to Washington at the end of this month. Once the House Judiciary Committee has completed its hearings, probably sometime around April 1st, the findings will be presented to the House as a whole, and the moment of truth will have come for each individual member of Congress. Most Democrats from outside the conservative South will probably vote for impeachment. They have read the public opinion polls and seen the evidence piling up against the president, and it will be relatively easy for them to do so. Southern Democrats, who fiercely and almost instinctively resist change, will probably not be able to bring themselves to support the impeachment process, even though the Constitution clearly endorses it. So in the long run, it will probably be the Republicans who carry the swing votes that will decide whether the impeachment procedure is approved. That is why their soundings now are so important. Will the folks at home be more or less inclined to support a congressman for re-election next fall if he votes for impeachment? Many a Republican can already hear the challenge ringing in his ears. My opponent was not even willing to hear the evidence. My opponent tried to block a full investigation of President Nixon's role in Watergate. That could be a fairly effective charge. It may explain why some Republicans, even including Vice President Gerald Ford, have called for Congress to move ahead quickly with impeachment. It is not impossible, of course, that the president himself would endorse that course, then go on to cooperate fully with the Congress in its impeachment proceedings. If he is completely innocent and believes he can prove it, he might very well decide this would be the best way to clear the air completely. Enduring such a trial and then emerging victorious over his enemies would please this president, who has always had an almost masochistic desire to prove himself by personal trial. On the other hand, the president's recent behavior, especially his repeated attempts to deny access to much vital information to a determination of the truth, would indicate the opposite, that he might well fight the impeachment procedure to the bitter end. This seems especially likely in view of Richard Nixon's enormous dependence on the prestige and power of the presidency itself, the office for which he so often professes profound respect. But once the procedure is voted, and this reporter believes there is a strong likelihood that it will be, then what? Will President Nixon submit to the personal humiliation of a long and thorough investigation by his former colleagues in the House? Somehow, that does not seem to fit the personality and background of this intense man. Further, the president is well aware of what the agonizing process of a long impeachment procedure would cost the country in terms of political chaos. If Richard Nixon is as deeply patriotic as he appears to be, the choice would be a terrible one for him. Nevertheless, and despite his denial, I believe it quite possible that Richard Nixon will resign sometime later this year rather than undergo the painful impeachment process. Now, this message. This has been First Line Report, and I'm Robert Pierpoint, CBS News.